Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, there's so much emphasis in this country on single varietally designated wines that we tend to lose sight of the fact that many of the great reds in the world have always been and always will be traditionally blends of many different grapes.
That's so true. And especially when it comes to this country, the single varietals, you know, Cabernet Merlot or Zinfandel, Pinot Noir,
sure.
They really, you know, seem to be playing first seat. And the red blends play sort of a second seat quite often. And I thought it'd just be fun to remind people how good these red blends are. So I went shopping around the world, as it were, to just find some fun things and see what we could turn up. First one I got was from Italy and the Salento region. It's called Alba Negra by Meynier, 2012. Cost $21 a bottle. It's a blend of 60% Primitivo.
Okay.
Very close to Zinfandel. 30% Malvasia. And 10% Aleatico. And this could really be mistaken quite easily for a Zen Petit Syrah Carrigan blend from California.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, very, very similar. The aromas featured plum and blackberry, compote, spices, and ginger. It was just a really, really gregarious wine. Lots of dark fruit, gritty tannins, good dark earthy foundation. And It really was sort of like a Cote d'Aron meets Dry Creek Zin. But it comes from Italy. So, yeah.
Well, Italy's got so many different grape varieties.
They
the blending
do.
Certainly makes sense.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong.
Right.
Another place that's really notable for blending is in the south of France, where mm-hmm. they've got a lot of great reds going. Here's one called Jean Royer's Le Petit Roi, and he won't tell you anything about this wine. It's somewhere from the south of France. I don't know what the vintage was. He wouldn't tell me. But legend has it that it's like one of those deals where if it was on the other side of the road, it would be shattered
a lot more money. Right,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So we can anticipate the Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre, Carignan blends. And this was kind of something that marched to the beat of its own drummer. You know, this whole approach, you know, of not letting you know what it was kind of curious. It was a really nice, dark, pitchy wine, and it summoned up images of rustic cottages and big bowls of stew.
I love those sorts
of
reds.
So that's a kind of a fun red, and at $21, it would be a lot of fun on a Saturday night. In California, I found a wine called The Cleaver. I don't know if that's Beaver Cleaver or not. It's simply called a red blend. And this one told you it was Zinfandel Syrah and Petit Syrah. And this is a very classic northern blend. The texture was wonderful. It was big and smooth and plush with bright, spicy Zin flavors that dominated. But the Petit Syrah and the Syrah really rounded out. So this is blending at its very best. Really, really nice, and I really loved it for a Sunday roast. It would be
Sounds great.
Here's one I really fell in love with, only $14. It's from Portugal, and it's the Quinta de Alqueve from the Tejo region of Portugal. 2009, has a little bit of age on it. The grapes are Trigo Nacional, Trincadeira, Tinto Roriz, and Castellano. And it's a lovely, light, but very spicy red wine. Doesn't taste like anything else. And we had it with a nice meat dish, and it was just fabulous.
Sounds
so
good.
So I say, go Portugal. You're doing great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.